हरे कृष्णा, श्री गौर किशोरदास बाबाजी महाराज समाधि। इन 1849 श्रीला गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी लेफ्ट गृहस्थ लाइफ आफ्टर द डेथ ऑफ हिज वाइफ। ही मूव टू वृंदावन एंड टुक इनिशिएशन फ्रॉम श्री भगवत दास बाबाजी, अ डिसाइपल ऑफ श्री जगन्नाथ दास बाबाजी। फॉर ओवर 30 ईयर्स गौर किशोर दास स्टेड इन वृंदावन performing bhajan under the trees at Giri Govardhan, Nandagram, Varsana, Radha Kund, Surya Kund, Rawal, Gokul. Sitting in seclusion, he chanted 2 lakh names of Krishna every day, that is 128 rounds of japa. He felt painful separation from Radha Govinda and cried profusely. As he wandered through the Dwadasa Van, that is 12 forests of Vraj, he would loudly chant the holy names in a deep voice full of lamentation. He would also relish the following bhajan. Kothe go prema mai radhe radhe, radhe radhe go jaya radhe radhe, dekha diya prana rakho radhe radhe, tomar kangal tomai dake radhe radhe, राधे वृंदावन विलासिनी राधे राधे, राधे कानो मानो मोहिनी राधे राधे, राधे अस्था सखिर सिरोमणि राधे राधे, राधे वृषभानु नंदिनी राधे राधे। ओ राधे राधे, वेर आर यू, ओ गॉडेस ऑफ एक्स्टेटिक लव, ओ राधे राधे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू यू, ओ राधे राधे, ओ राधे राधे, प्लीज शो योरसेल्फ टू मी एंड थेरबाय मेंटेन माय लाइफ। Your most despicable fallen servant calls out to you, O Radhe Radhe. O Radhe, O artful enjoyer of Vrindavan. O Radhe Radhe, O Radhe, O enchantress of Kanus, that is Krishna mind. O Radhe Radhe. O Radhe, O crest jewel of your 8 main girlfriends. O Radhe Radhe, O Radhe, O delightful daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. O Radhe Radhe. Srila Babaji Maharaj's mood of renunciation was unparalleled. Sometimes he ate mud from the banks of Radha Kund or the Yamuna. Other times he took Madhukari from the Vrijvasis. Madhukari is a Babaji's daily practice of begging a little food from 1 to 7 houses, just as a bee collects a drop of honey from each flower. He saw all the Vrajavasis, residents of Vrindavan, as being the direct personal associates of Radha and Krishna. As a result of this vision, he would pay respects to every person, cow, animal, bird, tree, creeper, insect, ant in the holy dham. While staying in Varsana, he made a flower garland every day for Rai and Kanu, Radha Krishna. After 30 years of rendering intimate services to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, Babaji felt inspired by the divine couple to see Sri Navdvip Dham. He visited all the Leelasthanas of Lord Gauranga in Gaur Mandal. In Navdvip, he used to sing one bhajan, which means, by receiving Nitai's mercy, one gets Gauranga's mercy, which makes one eligible for Krishna Prem. With Krishna Prem, one can attain the service of Srimati Radha Rani and the Gopis. Gaur Kishordas Babaji was the embodied form of Sri Rup Raghunath's renunciation. Completely detached, he would wash discarded cloth to cover his body. He drank from a rejected clay pot. Parched rice mixed with Ganges water or simply some mud from Ganga's bank sustained his life. He carried 2 books written by Sri Narottam Das Thakur, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. On Ekadashi, he didn't eat or drink a drop of water. Recognizing him to be a Mahabhagavata, many tried to serve him, but he never accepted. Regularly, he associated with and heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Thakur Bhakti Vinod in Swananda Sukhada Kunj in Godrumadvipa. Constantly absorbed in bhajan, Sri Babaji Maharaj had no desire to make disciples. On the request of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, however, he reconsidered. upon seeing the true humility and deep attachment of Thakur Bhakti Vinod's son for bhajan, Sri Gaur Kishore Das Babaji accepted one disciple, Sri Varsha Bhanavi Daita Dasi, Sri Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, to keep mundane people from approaching him for material boons. He once resided in the lavatories at the Kulya Dharmashala, that is in Koladweep, for 6 months. When public officials came offering to build him a proper bhajan kutir, Babaji Maharaj locked himself inside and said he already had one. He believed that associating with materialistic people was much worse than the smell of stool in the latrine. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji advised a Calcutta doctor who wanted to open a free health clinic in Navdweep Dham. If you really want to live in Navdweep Dham, then give up your desire to run a free clinic for healing sense enjoyers. If you want to render substantial service, then renounce everything except what promotes Hari Bhajan. All other kinds of duties and services simply bind one to the ghastly circle of karmic reactions. Babaji Maharaj spoke gravely to a newly married man. A Vaishnava wife is extremely rare and difficult to find in this world. If one has the good fortune of having one, he should see it as a benediction from Krishna. The wife worships the husband as her lord and master. Similarly, the husband should worship the wife because she is Krishna's dasi, a servant of Krishna. In this way, the husband can protect his devotional enthusiasm by not considering his wife to be his maidservant, but she is always the maidservant of Krishna. One who wants bhojan, that is eating palatably, will spoil his bhajan, was a favorite quote of Srila Babaji Maharaj. In other words, eating here and there simply to gratify the tongue, that is bhojan, destroys any attempts to worship Krishna, that is bhajan. Once a devotee ate some festival prasadam in his bhajan kutir, Babaji Maharaj would not speak to him for 3 days. On the 4th day, he said, "You accepted festival prasadam given by low-class harlots and beautiful women. Because you took food without considering its origin, your bhajan is useless." The essence of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji's instructions, the divine name of Krishna offers the one and only shelter. One should never try to remember Radha Damodar's transcendental pastimes by artificial method. Constant chanting of the divine names will purify the heart. By chanting Harinam, the syllables of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, will gradually reveal the spiritual form, qualities, pastimes of Sri Krishna. Then you will realize your own eternal spiritual form, service, and the 11 particulars of the spiritual identity. In pursuance of Babaji Maharaj's statement, drag my dead body through the streets of Navdweep. A group of so-called advanced devotees proposed to commit the said sacrilege. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, however, challenged them. According to Shastra, one who has carnal association with a loose woman within the last 24 hours is contaminated and therefore not qualified to touch my Guru Maharaj. Hearing this bold statement, the black-hearted Brahmanas made a hasty retreat. On 19 November 1915, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj joined the eternal blissful pastimes of Gandharvika Giridhari. His beloved disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur, established his samadhi on the banks of Sri Chaitanya Matha's Radha Kund, near Lord Chaitanya's Yoga Peet in Sridhama Mayapur. In Vraj Leela, he serves Srimati Radharani as Guna Manjari. His Pushpa Samadhi stands beside the Radha Kunj Bihari Gaudiya Matha near Radha Kund. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.